Welcome, this is Sunday, October 24th, 2021. Our scripture this week comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. The title of our message this week is A Renewal of Faith. So please open your Bibles and read with me from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Blind Bartimaeus receives his sight. Then they came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." But Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see again." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So in the traffic court of a large Midwestern city, a young lady was brought before the judge to answer for a ticket given to her for running a red light. She explained to the judge that she was a school teacher and requested an immediate disposal of her case so she could get to school on time. And all of a sudden, the judge began grinning from ear to ear. The judge says, "So you're a school teacher, huh? Well, ma'am, I finally get to realize one of my lifelong dreams. I have waited for years for the opportunity to have a school teacher in my court. So sit down at the table and write, 'I will not run red lights 500 times.'" Well, that joke, coupled with today's scripture, got me to thinking. Is there something in your life that you've always wanted but still haven't realized yet? To have some unfulfilled dream or wish, some longing that you've never acted upon because you didn't have faith or courage enough to ask, or faith enough to believe, or faith enough to follow through? Well, Bartimaeus, the character in our scripture today, certainly did. And as we read in the passage from Mark, Bartimaeus wanted his sight back. So let's look at the passage that described his encounter with Christ. So first, I would like to start with the request of Bartimaeus. Our reading today from the NIV reads, "Rabbi, I want to see." But in the NRSV translation, it reads, "My teacher, let me see again." Such a simple request, such a natural desire. It was one that impacted and drove Bartimaeus' life. Apparently, once upon a time, he could see, but blindness had set in, either from an accident or an illness, and his life's daily plans and livelihood had been drastically changed. So the only way he could survive was to sit at the gate in Jericho and beg. So in my studies and research this week, I discovered a couple of interesting things. Bartimaeus literally means son of Timaeus. But it also has a couple of other meanings. In Latin, it means son of fear. In Chaldean, it means son of the unclean. But in Aramaic, it means son of the precious or worthy one. And it's probably best translated as son of honor. Then there's that title Bartimaeus keeps using when he addresses Jesus, son of David. And that was one of the traditional titles used for the Messiah. And it means son of the beloved, or beloved son of God. This reference to the phrase son of, it really piqued my interest. So just look at all the imagery and the irony just in the names. The son of the beloved is leaving Jericho, followed by his disciples and the crowd. And on the way out, he encounters a blind beggar, this son of fear, this son of the unclean, who cries out to him, "Jesus, son of David, Messiah, son of the beloved, have mercy on me." So at first, Jesus doesn't hear the son of the unclean. Verse 48 tells us that then he rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Either that or Jesus let everyone else hear what only this blind beggar can see. Messiah, beloved Son of God, shouting to Jesus, have mercy on me. Well, he finally gets the beloved Son of God's attention. Jesus calls him over and asks him what he wants. This son of the unclean wants to see again. With only a word, Jesus transforms this blind beggar from the son of the unclean to a son of honor. This beloved Son of God restores this son of honor's sight and place in society. Then this son of honor, he becomes an eager follower. He experiences a renewal of faith. Why? Because he had faith enough to ask, faith enough to believe, and faith enough to follow. Today, with so many changes in this world, the pandemic, the political unrest, economic and social changes preventing us from returning to our normal routines during these days, all too many believers have found themselves living like Bartimaeus. They have become sons of fear and need to be restored to sons of honor. They find themselves sitting at the gate of life begging to return to normal. But is that even possible? I believe, like Bartimaeus, we need to hear and act upon those healing words from Jesus. Go, your faith has healed you. It's time to come before God and experience a renewal of faith. So let's take a moment and learn from Bartimaeus' three-step process. A renewal of faith. Step one, faith enough to ask. Bartimaeus had enough faith to ask. Some of the people in the crowd thought Bartimaeus was rather bold and hollering and trying to get Jesus' attention. They didn't like that bold behavior or attitude. But his boldness gave him the faith to ask. And sometimes that's all we need. Have you ever wanted something but were afraid to ask, or you didn't work up the courage to ask, or didn't ask because you didn't like the outcome or response you previously received? Last Sunday, Bonnie and I were invited to spend some time with our relatives at a location that we hadn't been to. So we entered the location into the GPS of our car and followed its guidance. Upon reaching the destination, we found we were in the wrong place. Well, come to find out, we had entered the wrong address, so we redoubled our efforts and asked the GPS for directions again. But this time, we asked the GPS to guide us to the right address and arrived there safely. Too many times in our walk with Christ, we're disappointed with the answers we receive from God because we pray for the wrong thing. We pray that our will be done instead of His. What Jesus taught us in Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. We need to have faith enough to ask. As he taught us in Matthew 6:9-10, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Instead of asking the GPS, the global positioning sensor, we should be asking directions from the God positioning sensor, GPS. Bartimaeus did. Bartimaeus had faith enough to ask. God's love is consistent. God always loves us, no matter what. God is always willing to transform our names and our lives into sons and daughters of honor, sons and daughters of the beloved. All we need is faith enough to ask. So secondly, we need faith enough to believe. The second quality Bartimaeus had was faith enough to believe. Bartimaeus had faith enough to believe that Jesus could and would heal him and restore his sight. Well, years ago, during one of my visits to see a church member in the hospital, I happened to walk by the maternity ward, and there I encountered a whole family of folks gathered around the window of a nursery looking at a newborn baby. So I stopped and happened to meet the newborn's father, who looked sort of worried and anxious and dumbstruck all at the same time. You know, the new father look. It's a girl, he told me. Then as we looked at the baby, she started to squirm and scream. The father looked worried, so I told him not to worry. And then said something about the baby not being sick, but just clearing out her lungs like all newborns do. The father said, "Oh, I know she's not sick, but she's mad as hell." It took me back a little, and I asked, "Why is she mad?" Well, the father said, "Well, wouldn't you be mad? 1 minute you're with God in heaven, and the next minute you're in Pennsylvania." So I asked, "You believe she was with God before she came here?" And the father said, "Oh, yeah." So I had to ask, "You think she'll remember?" And he answered, "Well, that's up to her mother and me. It's up to the church. We've got to see that she remembers, because if she forgets, she's a goner." Bartimaeus, he never forgot who he was or where he came from. Everyone else around him might have forgotten and treated him like an outcast, but he knew he still belonged to God. He remembered. Bartimaeus remembered, and because he remembered, he had faith enough to believe. We should never forget that we belong to God. You know, in Hebrews 13:5, we read, "God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." We're called to remember and have faith enough to believe. So last but not least, we need faith enough to follow. Finally, Bartimaeus had faith enough to follow. So many of the healing stories end with a person healed returning home to live a normal life with a renewed faith. But Bartimaeus was so moved that he immediately chose to be a follower. He didn't hesitate at all. He jumped right up, and he saw the light, the Son of God, even when those around him discouraged him, and he had faith enough to ask, faith enough to believe. And with the renewal of his faith, he became a follower. Bartimaeus had faith enough to follow. How about you? Where is there blindness in your life? Where do you need a renewed vision? Where do you need to have your faith renewed? Where do you need to experience the sunrise of a brand new day? Today, will you boldly cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me"? Well, all you need is a little faith. Faith enough to ask, faith enough to believe, and faith enough to follow. Well, in his service, this has been Pastor Joe.